You're listening to the Inner Child Podcast. So everyone on their healing journey at some point is going to hit a plateau, and it feels like there's a lot of internal resistance or even rebelliousness to doing this whole trauma healing thing. But what if what you're dealing with is not actually your inner child, but rather your inner teenager? In this episode, I'm going to help you discover this slightly nuanced segment of inner child work. Number one, we're going to help you identify the clear signs and signals that you are dealing with an inner teen. Then we're going to talk about the most effective approach that I have used with clients to connect with and heal your inner teen, plus a very practical call to action at the very end. And I'm even going to talk about my emo scene kid face in high school right after this intro. Hi, I'm Gloria Zhang, and after 10 years of struggling in toxic relationships, I attracted the love of my life by healing my inner child. This podcast is your weekly dose of my expertise as a therapist and dating relationship coach for high achievers. Learn tips to overcome low self-worth, emotional baggage, and childhood trauma so that you too can step into your power and attract the love you desire. Welcome to the Inner Child Podcast. Hello, besties, and welcome back to the Inner Child Podcast. I am your host and relationship coach, Gloria Zhang. Every single week, we help high achievers break the pattern of toxic relationships and heal from childhood trauma with a brand new episode made available every single week. Now, the inner teenager might be a completely different concept to you. A lot of people don't know the nuances of inner child work because we have different ages of inner children. We have in utero inner children. We have the baby. We have the toddler, the small child, the preteen, even the teenager. And every single age group has a particular way that you want to work with this part of you. Now, the first time I mentioned this in the podcast was episode 62, when I interviewed my past client, Ronalee, and we briefly touched upon an experience she had where she was kind of hitting against a wall. Like there was a part of her that was actually really resisting the inner healing, which confused her a little bit because on one hand, she was very committed to doing this work, but there was another part of her that was almost like Jekyll and Hyde, like it didn't want to do the work. And what we discovered was that that part was indeed her rebellious inner child. Now, we all have an inner teen, and not every inner teen expresses itself as rebellion. And we're going to talk more about what that might look like for you. Now, when I was a teen, I actually went through a huge emo phase. And for those of you who may not really be aware of this subculture, the emo or scene kid phase kind of happened. For me, it was around the very early 2000s. It was a fashion and lifestyle trend that started, I think it branched off from goth kids, where kids would dye their hair a certain way and then sort of backcomb the top of their hair. They would listen to emo bands like My Chemical Romance and Panic at the Disco and Fall Out Boy and Taking Back Sunday and Paramore. The list goes on and on and on. And we would wear heavy eyeliner and wear studded belts. And it was a riot. And I absolutely loved it because within that emo subculture, I was really discovering who my identity was. And in fact, I still love a number of those bands, even up till this day. And some of you guys who've never seen me before may not realize that I'm actually covered in tattoos from head to toe. So that's a fun fact about me. But anyways, the point of the story is that within my emo scene kid teen years, I really discovered this rebellious side to me that was strangely very empowering for me. So in my childhood, I really didn't feel like I had much control over anything at all. And through my teen years, I learned that anger in some way was almost acceptable within the subculture, right? It was a way for me to express these hidden emotions that I had long, long buried inside me. And so when I think of my teen personally, I think of a girl who was rebellious and loved to dye her hair and was copying other fashion trends, but really doing that as a way to trying on other people's voices before I could discover what my own really was. And when I feel those same emotions of that teen angst, of that feeling misunderstood, that is how I know that, oh, this is my inner teenager that is coming up, that is expressing itself in this moment right now. And so let's talk about part one of today's episode, and that is how to know, like, what are the clear signs and signals that what's coming up for you right now really is the inner teen. So the inner teen is the part of you that feels a lot like how you were between the ages of 13 to 18. Now, stereotypically, a lot of folks at this age did feel very angry, very rebellious, very misunderstood. It's a very confusing time of life where you're not really a kid anymore, but you're not quite an adult life. You're kind of in limbo, trying to figure out who you were. At the same time, dealing with all the stresses of social life at school, academics, figuring out what your future was going to be after school, and probably dealing with a lot of crap from your home and family life. Sometimes your first romance starts. Sometimes you get involved in a not so great friends group. Like, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in your teen years that you might have even repressed. So the way to really know is through the emotions, right? What is the feeling that seems to be coming up for you? So as I discussed with my past client, it was the feelings of anger mostly that was arising. And the anger for her was a clear indication that, oh, gee, like, this is exactly how I felt when I was a teen, right? So pay attention to the emotion that's coming up and seeing if it correlates with any significant age group, especially if you were that of a teenager. Now, obviously, not everyone goes through a rebellious phase in their teenhood. And so you really want to apply this to your unique upbringing. I've had clients tell me that their teenhoods were totally repressed and that they were mostly just sad or really depressed. And other people may have had terrible childhoods, but maybe they had amazing teenagehoods, right? Maybe that was the time that they finally broke out of their shells. Whatever it is for you will be the answer. And I will say that in general, any sort of internal resistance to doing something new is usually the inner teen. Not always, but usually. And that's because teenagers don't really like to be told what to do, right? It feels like you're stripping them of your independence. And that is still a part of you that is being expressed. For example, when I try to impose very rigid routines on going to bed at a certain time or exercising every single day with a very strict schedule, I get a lot of flack, a lot of pushback from my inner teen because she comes up like a whack-a-mole and she says, hell no, I ain't going to bed at 9 o'clock. Right? Who do you think you're talking to? She does not like that one bit. So how do you work with it? How do you work with this part of you that has so much resistance, even though you're trying to tell them to do what you think is best? So this is a perfect segue to part number two of this podcast, how to approach dealing with the inner teen. And I will say that this is usually a huge aha moment when I work with students. So you want to put yourself in the teenager's shoes, right? Your teen is kind of going about their life. They don't care about the future or going to college, right? Or this long-term healing journey. What they care about is teenage stuff, whatever's coming up for them. Maybe it's that bully that is relentlessly hounding them day and night, not leaving them alone. Maybe it's that cute girl they've got a crush on, right? And for that period of time, that's all they care about. That is their top priority. Maybe it's dealing with a stressful home life situation. Maybe they're really depressed, right? In a teenager's world, there is a very narrow focus on what they actually care about. And so if that's what's on their mind and you're coming in saying, we need to do this inner child healing, right, for your future, for your health, why the hell does your inner teen care, right? In fact, if you are hard on yourself and you criticize yourself for the resistance, in many ways, you are treating your own teenager the same way that the other adults treated you. It makes you feel misunderstood. It makes them feel like you're out of touch with what they actually care about and that you're not really hearing them, right? Is this making sense? I really hope it does. So let me give you some clear examples. To really connect with your inner teen, you have to get down on their level and see them eye to eye as if you were talking to a real teenager and meet them where they currently are. Not what you think is best for your future, right? Et cetera, but really speak to yourself in a way that truly understands where that resistance is coming from. You know, working with the inner child is a lot easier because it's so easy to love children. They're small, they're tiny, they're cute, they're very naive. They're physically smaller than us and they don't feel like as much of a threat. But can you learn also to love your inner teenager who might scare you a little bit, right? Teenagers are a lot bigger, maybe less cute than a five-year-old. And a teenager has their own opinions. They have their own bigger, more complicated feelings than your inner five-year-old does. And even with real teenagers, this is where people get a little bit tripped up. Right? They feel so threatened by teenagers that instead of seeing the opposition and the rebellion as vulnerability, they see it as a threat and they respond as a threat. So think about all the times in your own teenagehood when an adult just responded to you in such a dismissive way. They kind of just brushed you off as, oh, you're just being rebellious, or, oh, you're not listening. You don't care about the future. You're being irresponsible. Did it help you to hear those things? Probably not. It probably just made you feel like you were just misunderstood again. You know, the inner teen doesn't give a crap about this trauma-informed stuff because there is other stuff that is going on in their world. And your inner teen just needs you to be there to listen. Your inner teen really just needs you to meet them at their level. Meet them halfway where they are and then take it from there. It's like you're obviously depressed and struggling. Your parents are coming in saying, why are you going to bed at 3 a.m? Like, why aren't you doing your homework and taking your career more seriously? Screw the career, right? You didn't even care about that at that time. And so it feels very tone deaf. And so I want you to apply the same thinking to yourself. Hear what the inner teen is really trying to say, not what they're actually saying. So I did the exact same thing when dealing with teenage Gloria, when I was trying to go to bed earlier, right? So for those of you that don't know, I have struggled with being a night owl for so much of my life to the point where it kind of defined my identity. I just sort of identified with being a night owl, and that was that. But then in the recent year or so, I've been able to adjust my schedule to going to bed early, waking up on time, realizing that I actually prefer that more. And it took a very gentle approach for me to do that. So when the teen Gloria was rebelling and saying, screw this, I don't want to go to bed at like 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. And instead of getting mad at myself, I would treat myself the same way as if I was talking to a real teenager. And I would say, okay, teenage Gloria, hey, I totally get it. I can totally understand why the idea of going to bed early feels like it's no fun, right? It feels like you're imposing something on yourself. It feels like you are restricting your schedule. And it sounds like you're afraid of losing your freedom. Is that right? And I would sit with teenage Gloria and she would say, yeah, like that is exactly it, right? It feels like when I make myself go to bed early that I'm taking away my freedom. And that's where the anger is coming out from. And so I would reframe that and say, okay, let's talk about this for a second. The reality is when you go to bed really late and then you end up waking up really late, you actually feel a loss of freedom because suddenly half the day is gone and you're playing catch up. But if we went to bed early, It's the same amount of hours in the day. The only difference is that you get to wake up feeling refreshed, feeling on top of things. You might actually get to enjoy the sunset. And instead of rushing into your schedule, you could even have an extra 1 to 2 hours just to drink your coffee or go for a walk. And so in many ways, doesn't this sound a lot like giving you more freedom? And simply by gently reframing this as something that I actually do want, I was able to soothe my inner teenager and help reassure her that, first of all, I really did understand where she was coming from. I truly was listening to her and honoring that that part of me was still very valid. The anger, the hesitation I felt was very much still a part of me that still deserved love, still deserved patience and understanding. And slowly over time, I've absolutely learned to become a morning person and love it. Like, I love waking up early now because it feels so good for me, right? Like, I get all this extra time in the morning, which actually adds to my day, which actually makes me feel in more control and gives me more freedom. And it was a slow and gentle process rather than trying to punish or abuse myself into this new strict regimen that I dictated was going to be the new norm. Right? And that's the gentle approach. So before we go into the call to action, if this was helpful for you, take a screenshot and tag me on Instagram at @bygloriazhang. I'd love to hear from you guys and to know if this was helpful. So call to action number one is to identify the specific emotions in your body that tells you when the inner teen is coming up. Otherwise, thinking about how you actually felt as a teenager and making a connection between those emotions then to the emotions right now as an adult when they come up for you in real time. And that itself is going to tell you that the teenage part of you is being activated in whatever situation is that's going on. Call to action number two is to reflect back to when you were actually a teenager and think about how the adults treated you, how they responded to you and listened to you. And you want to really take that as information to figure out, hey, what was it that I really needed to hear from a grown-up when I was a teenager? Like, what did someone have to say to really get through to me as a kid? Did I feel misunderstood as a kid? Did the adults just blame me as being hormonal and angsty when really I was struggling and they were trying to impose their adult agendas on me when really I didn't give a crap about all the stuff, right? And so meet your teenager where they are. Instead of trying to shove this trauma-informed healing stuff down their throat, consider the perspective that your inner teen doesn't care about that, right? Because they've got other stuff they're dealing with. Maybe it's girls or boys or school or bullying or whatever it was that they were dealing with at the time. And try to understand from your inner teen's perspective why they are feeling that way. Okay, and just treat them like a human being. Now, for those of you who are ready and want to take the next step, I also teach an incredible step-by-step process on not just how to heal your inner teenager, but also your inner fetus, inner toddler, and your inner child, and how to release trauma that occurs at all specific ages. Now, this is one of the main pillars inside our Situationship to Soulmate program that I have designed for high achievers who really want to use inner child healing to create healthier relationships in their lives. If this is something that really speaks to you and you want to get involved in my world, I invite you to book a free phone call with one of my team members. But also, if you kind of just want to get a feel for my style and learn what we teach inside the program, I invite you to check out my free workshop, How to Heal and Attract a Healthy Relationship. You can go to bygloriazhang.com/workshop or click on one of the links in the show notes below that will take you directly there. It's a fantastic free workshop and it comes with an accompanying workbook that you can use to really fully integrate and absorb all the lessons that I'm teaching. So I highly, highly recommend it. You know, this got me thinking, maybe I should post some of my teenage emo kid phase pictures on Instagram just for fun. You guys should seriously see my hair from back then. Like, I had the raccoon print and the leopard print in my hair. I had pink and green and purple and every color of the rainbow. Yeah, it was pretty wild and a lot of fun. And so those of you that want to keep in touch and get a daily boost of inspiration, definitely come check me out on Instagram at @ByGloriaZhang. Otherwise, I look forward to bringing you another episode next week right here. So bye for now, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you love this episode, please hit subscribe and give us a 5-star review. It really helps me a lot, so thank you. To join the community and get your daily dose of inner child tips, follow me on Instagram and social media at @ByGloriaZhang or visit ByGloriaZhang.com. If you're a high achiever or entrepreneur who wants to work with me, message me the words high achiever and I'll get in touch. Thanks, bestie. See you in the next one. Thanks for tuning in, bestie. I've got something for you. If you think this show deserves a 5-star review, we'll send you my free Inner Child Starter Kit as a thank you for your support, which contains exclusive wallpapers and resources for you to download. To get your kit, just upload a screenshot of your review on Apple or Spotify to my webpage, ByGloriaZhang.com/reviews. The link is also in the show notes. There you can also check out my healing sessions and programs at ByGloriaZhang.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast and I will meet you in the next episode. Mwah!